الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكون خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of us as his servants, and we as Muslims, or should I say as humans, have to live together as one community, have to live together in peace and harmony. That is why the path and the methodology and the way of life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us through Islam is meant to create that peace. And that is why the word Islam has been created from Salam, which means peace. Because eventually, if everybody acts according to the path in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the outcome of that will be peace. Yes, a person who does it individually, he will attain inner peace. But if we were to create peace and harmony within the wider circle and within society, then everybody has to do their part. So because we as human beings, our nature is that we cannot live individually. We have to live collectively. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a system that we need each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given the same set of skills to every single person. And the reason why is that a person can help and fulfill his needs from each other. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such that some people have greater skills than others, so that they can use each other. If everybody had the same set of skills, then what will happen? That nobody will get help from each other, then the needs of each other will not be fulfilled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such a system. Then naturally some people are talented with their hands and some people are gifted in terms of faculty of understanding. You have some people who have the greatest minds, and you have some people who have the most delicate of hands. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that is that so you use each other's help to live. And from that, you each other's needs are being fulfilled. But again, for that to happen, there has to be peace and harmony. As such a society, such a community, where everybody respects each other, where everybody loves each other for what they are, and everybody has a connection. And that can only be achieved if we follow the principles that have been laid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many things that if we adopt as human beings, and above all as Muslims, then many of the ills and many of the problems that we face in society will be removed and eradicated. The Quran says specifically in this ayah that which I have mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ أَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. That all you who believe, let not some people amongst you criticize other and make fun of each other or insult each other. And if we look, this is what is happening. People think it's funny that if we make a mockery of somebody, then it is cracking a joke. That is not the case all the time. Why? It's because some people are sensitive more than others. So the bottom line, don't do it at all. By not doing at all, you will not be stepping the borderline. For everybody's borderline is different. Everybody's sensitivity is different. Some people, they don't give a damn. And some people, you step one line and they get very angry. So where do you draw the line? You cannot draw the line. Because everybody is individual in how, in their sensitivity and in their emotions, in their feelings. You cannot get a ruler and judge that this is what it is. This is standardized, BSI, okay, this is it, everybody's got this. You can't. Everybody is unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Look at their fingertips. Everybody is unique. Look at their eyes. Everybody is unique. Everybody, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown His power in His creation. You have one father, you have four children, everybody looks different. Everybody will look different. Everybody has their own identity, unique identity, which will not resemble anybody else's identity. Billions of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. From the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam until today, you do not have any match. You do not have any match. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such. The DNA, subhanallah. The beginning of every single life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that. Which shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful and nobody can copy. Because one man, what one man can do, another man can do better, another man can copy. But nobody can copy what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Shows that Allah is above all. Allah is almighty. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not trying to do that so that we can make Him big or something. Why? Because Allah will stay big. The hadith says that if all of you, man and jinn, will all get together and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then His majesty will not increase. He will still stay as Allah. And if all of you, man and woman and all jinns, were not to do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty will not decrease. Allah will stay as Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to. He's trying to put into us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. There is nothing that can resemble Him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. The Quran says, nothing is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you imagine, whatever you imagine, that cannot be Allah. For what you imagine is a creation of your own thoughts, and Allah is not creation. It is above your thoughts. It is above what you can think of. You cannot think what Allah is. Because what you can think is can only be something which is resembled to something else. So لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So as I was saying, my dear respected brothers and elders, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as human beings. And the word that He has, in Arabic we say Al-Insan. Al-Insan. And Al-Insan has been created and derived from the word Al-Ins. Or Unz. Which means having bonding. To be loved, to be in a community. That's why normally a human being cannot live by himself. They need people around. Why do you think people, these old people in home, they all, half of them are depressed? Because they're living by themselves. This is not Islam teaching. Islam says look after your old parents. Look after them. They need that company. They need the way you say, Baba, how are you? Just now and then you come and say to them, everything okay? Not like you just leave them in care home and visit them once in a while. And that's happened. Even Muslims have started doing that. Where is the sacrifice? How much sacrifice our parents did for us? It is said that a certain point a person can bear in pain. Something like 40 something decimals, whatever, a pain. A mother, when she gives birth to a child, it goes above that, 50 something. What a normal person can endure. That is why a person, if he was to be subservient to his mom for the rest of his life, he cannot repay that haq when the mother gave the birth. And this is what Islam instills us. No matter how bad your father is, your mother, he's still your father and mother. The Quran says even if your parents are not Muslims, you must have respect for them. You must still love them as being your parents. Yes, if they tell you to disobey Allah, you do not do that. That even goes with if your parents are Muslim as well. If they tell you to disobey Allah, you don't disobey. But otherwise, they're your parents. They respect them. If it means that you take part-time job for sake of your parents, you do that. If it means you cut down. But the lifestyle of such in this Western society is enjoy. Have us be merry and fun. Put them in the hold home. They're stopping you, keeping you back. And you think that these people will look after your parents like you would look after? No. They're doing for the money. That's why what's happening? You see abuses. They can't tolerate. If your parents were to say something, you tolerate it. They would, hey, shut up, go back in the home. How many times have BBC documentaries seen what they do? Why? They're in it for the money. They're not doing it because they love them as a human being. So yes, you may have one or two who may have slightly more compassion than the others. But the general rules, 300, 400 pounds a week, we need to make money, we need to do this, we need to do that, you're just a number, this is it, this is what it's all about. But the love, what a child can give to the parents, or the parents give to the child. We have gone far away from, deviate from the actual topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice Muslims.